Today, millions of abortions are happening in China because of medical science. When they discover that the baby in their womb is a female, and because of the government policy of you can only have one child per family, many women will be forced to abort that child because it is not a male. Because it is a female, and the female does not give them the right to continue their family line. Wow. You call that wisdom? God calls that foolishness. God calls that foolishness. And sometimes when we are not, when the Bible says that no one should glory in the flesh, what is the flesh? The flesh is what our five senses can touch. What we can see, what we can touch, what we can taste, what we can hear. This is how we live by our whole world. We wake up in the morning and we don't feel good and say, oh, this is going to be a bad day because you don't feel good. Or if you are going to have a headache, you know, and you confess 10 times more and the headache happens, right? It comes upon you because what you fear will surely come upon you. But God is calling us to live in the kingdom realm, because when you got born again, your citizenship is not United States of America. Hello? Your citizenship is from heaven. That's where our citizenship is. United States of America happens to be the little area of earth that God puts you on. But our citizenship is from heaven. Amen. Our DNA is from heaven. The laws that rule the way we live is not the law of sin and death, but the law of life in Christ Jesus. Life in Christ Jesus. There's a new law by which we live in. And that's why this morning we attempt to pray. Not just attempting to pray, but we take on our authority to pray, because it's the authority that's been given to us to deal with these things. Amen. And the more we become interested in the authority that God has given us and allow God to use us, then we will be foolish enough to step into situations when people say it is hopeless. And we will step in and believe God can change things. Then we'll see miracles, and people would worship the Lord and say, hey, there's a king in the midst. There's a God in your life. This is where the church is to be. The church is not about how famous a preacher can be. And God is showing us he can be Benny Hinn or whatsoever, but if he thinks he's bigger than God, God will bring him down. It's about God. It's not about how important the donkey was. It is about who was riding the donkey. You see, if Jesus didn't use the donkey, if somebody else used the donkey would be used in another area. Out there in the mines, in the quarries. And that donkey wouldn't have a mention here in the Bible. But because Jesus used a donkey, and now we see in this Bible the story about this donkey that was being used by Jesus. And how then people praise and worship the Lord. Hallelujah. And if we will allow God to use us, then we are going to live in these days where out of the hearts of people will be praises flowing towards the throne of God.